Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about my favorite tools and resources when it comes to investing and trading cryptocurrency. And this video is for both beginners and probably intermediate to experienced people. I have 12 different resources in mind, some of which you might be using, some of which you might not be using. And I want to talk about each of these resources, why I like them, why I don't necessarily like them, and some alternatives as well. And that way, hopefully you can find potentially something that might, you know, give you a little bit of a value add opportunity. Some of these resources are free, some of them are paid. So talking about each of them, and like I said, giving some different comparisons as far as which ones are free, which ones are paid, some alternatives if you happen to not love these ones. So I want to kick things off with CoinMarketCap. Probably one of the more common resources out there for a lot of people, but if you're very new to the space and you're not familiar with CoinMarketCap, it basically tracks every damn crypto on the planet, you know, all 80 bajillion of them now. Everything from Bitcoin and Ethereum all the way down to, if we click on view all here, this screen is going to get pretty small, going all the way down to the thousands of cryptocurrencies that are available right now that have less than $1,000 worth of volume. So CoinMarketCap is a great place to get a lot of different information for me personally, starting obviously with the price and the market cap. But I mean, even outside of that, getting different information like trade volume in currency, trade volume per exchange, some of the different trending coins, gainers and losers. So I like CoinMarketCap for that, but mostly I'm a big fan of CoinMarketCap just due to the overall number of cryptocurrencies that it has available on its website. Now, there is a new website that has come out fairly recently that I'm a pretty big fan of, actually, OnChainFX. And this website does not have 1,000 plus cryptos like CoinMarketCap does. It has about 60 or so, 57 at this point in time. But some of the really nice things about OnChainFX, at least in my opinion, is the ability to choose columns and some of the data points that they have that you can sort by. And specifically, some of my favorites are the actual all-time high, the days since the all-time high, and the percentage a cryptocurrency is down since the all-time high as well. So there's a couple different data points that I really like. And they also do a nice job in terms of sorting some of the daily movers right on the side of the screen, and also providing an index of the top 10, top 20 cryptocurrencies, and even sorting things by sector. So I've become a pretty big fan of OnChainFX as a good place to open up in the morning when I'm looking through what cryptos are moving, what's happening, what's going on in the world of, you know, in the world of cryptocurrency and crypto assets. Now, both CoinMarketCap and OnChainFX are free to use, so no issues there. I think both are great in their own right. So there are some other alternatives out there. So it really just comes down to, at least from a tracking perspective here, what you like to, you know, what user interface you like, the number of coins that you want access to, and then how you want to approach these columns and looking at tracking there as well. So both CoinMarketCap and OnChainFX are, you know, things I'm a pretty big fan of. Outside of that, I also utilize Coinigy as well, and this is more for charting and things of that nature, but Coinigy is pretty cool, at least in my opinion. It does have a monthly fee, so I think it's like 20 bucks a month, something of that nature, which I pay for because it's nice to present data in a more structured way. There's a number of different charting tools that you can utilize. You can even put in, like, if I'm going to click and show order history, I can find different order history. It integrates with all the different exchanges through API. So I can see here the different times that I bought Bitcoin and sold Bitcoin and things like that. So I could see the different orders as well, and you can do charting. I'm not a big technical analyst, but this is a really good solution for me when it comes to doing my crypto happy hours and YouTube lives. But a lot of people who like to do technical analysis and look at the charts across a number of different exchanges, you can see here on the left-hand side, all the different exchanges that you can go through and get data and information off of. And you can actually trade out of this. Now, Coinigy, at least in my opinion, it's something that if you have a decent amount of money in the marketplace, it might be worth it. You know, $20 a month is something that it's not, you know, it's not necessarily cheap. So if you're not getting the value out of it, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you like utilizing these charts, if you like to run technical analysis, there's also TradingView out there, which I believe is free, but this is a crypto specific platform. So I like this as well. And as I'm going through these two, I'll put the links to everything in the description so that you have, if you want to check anything out, you can certainly do so. When it comes to actually buying crypto, for me personally, I use Coinbase/GDAX. Primarily, I really do use GDAX, but GDAX is owned by Coinbase, so I wanted to preference that conversation with how I get my US dollars, how I get my fiat into cryptocurrency. Typically, it's going from taking my US dollars out of my bank account, transferring them over to GDAX, buying either Ethereum or Bitcoin with my USD. And then if I'm holding it, I will move that over to my ledger, which I'll talk about shortly. And if I am trying to move that into an altcoin, I will transfer it to typically one of three places. So for me, the best way, at least in my opinion, one of the cheapest ways is to get your money into crypto, or to get your money from fiat into crypto, like I said, is Coinbase. But really, GDAX. If you're not familiar with why, I'll link to a video up here where I talk about how, like I said, Coinbase is owned by GDAX, but GDAX has a significantly less number of fees. The fees are significantly lower on GDAX than they are on Coinbase. And it's actually a better platform as well in a lot of respects. So I'll link to that video up here so that you can take a look at why exactly I use, if you're not familiar with that, why I use Coinbase or why I use GDAX instead of Coinbase. But it's kind of one in of the same because GDAX is owned by Coinbase. It's a subsidiary of the company. Now, if I am trying to buy altcoins, obviously with GDAX, with Coinbase, you know, it's only Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. So if I'm trying to buy altcoins, I'm going to either take Bitcoin or I'm going to take Ethereum, and I'm going to move that over to one of three places typically. One is going to be Bittrex, two is Binance, three is EtherDelta, depending upon how crazy I want to get and how how small of the cryptocurrency it is or how recent it is. So Bittrex has typically been my go-to in terms of buying altcoins. It has a great number, it has a great established market, a good amount of volume, and a good platform for buying both Bitcoin, buying with Ethereum, and then buying with Tether if you want to go that route. I personally don't really do that too often, but I know some people do. But what I found, at least for the most part, with a lot of Bittrex is Bittrex has been slower to add many of the recently ICO'd cryptocurrencies to their market. So if you want to buy a fairly recent ICO, or if you want to sell something that you had invested in during the ICO, a lot of times it's listed on two other places first. If it's an ERC-20 token, typically the first place it's going to be listed on is EtherDelta, which is why I utilize this decentralized exchange, because it is usually the first place for any ERC-20 token to be listed, which is why I use EtherDelta. Now, Binance has also been very quick to the party of adding new cryptocurrencies. There have been a lot of new crypto that have been added to Binance very quickly, which has been good to see, especially if you are, if you like trading on the platform. But I've liked Binance. I haven't had any issues with it so far. They have both a basic exchange and like a more advanced one as well. But they have trading with a Bitcoin pairing, the Ethereum pairing, and then also Dollar Tether as well. So pretty similar functionality in terms of what you can find on Bittrex. But I found it to have some more up-to-date cryptocurrencies in some respects, which is why if it's not on Bittrex, I'm going to go over to EtherDelta or Binance. But I've had pretty good success with all three. The one thing I will say about any exchanges out there is just due to the growth of cryptocurrency, with the number of people adding, I think it's like 30,000 wallets a day to 30,000 new users or 30,000 wallets a day to Coinbase and you can extrapolate that throughout the rest of the industry. There are so many different issues that are arising from a customer support perspective. So while I've had good experiences with Coinbase, GDAX, Bittrex, Binance, EtherDelta, you may not have. Maybe you have other alternatives. I'm not saying these are the end-all be-all. I've just had good experiences with them personally and for the most part been very satisfied. But again, you might not be very happy with what you've experienced and with how your customer support has been or whatever. So that's just something I want to note that, this is my opinion. There are a number of other exchanges out there. I know there's Gemini is a good alternative, at least in the US, to Coinbase and to GDAX. Poloniex is an alternative to Bittrex. There are a number of other decentralized exchanges that compete directly with EtherDelta. ZeroX, there's Kyber Network that's coming out. There's a bunch of them. AirSwap. There's a number of different decentralized exchanges that are coming on the horizon. So these are the ones that are working for me right now, but this could certainly be a fluid video and this could definitely change. And if it does, I will let you guys know as well. But outside of that, when I do, so when I buy cryptocurrency, whether it's on Coin or whether it's on GDAX, and then once I acquire that, if I am buying just Ethereum or Bitcoin, or if I'm moving that to altcoins, after I acquire that cryptocurrency, typically my first step is just moving it to a ledger. So I use the Ledger Nano S. I use the Ledger Nano S websites here. The other alternative, one of the other big alternatives to that is a Treasure. I'll pull that up as well. But the Ledger Nano S is what I end up using. And I just did a little bit of research on it and compared the Ledger to the Treasure. And just, I saw the Ledger as being a little bit less expensive and having a similar bit of functionality to it. So I went with a Ledger. Although I've also heard great things about a Treasure. Supports a ton of different cryptos. Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Neo, all the ERC-20 tokens if you use a My Ether wallet account. So I dig Ledger, and for me, it's a great place to store my cryptocurrencies because it's in a lot of respects, it's more safe than having it on a desktop wallet. I think it's more safe than having it on a mobile wallet. And if you're gonna have a significant amount of money in crypto, I think safety is a big thing. As far as it goes, though, one thing I will say is that with any of these things that actually cost money, so Ledger, I think it's like $100 or whatever it is, and Coinage is $20. If you only have a few $100 in crypto, it's probably not worth it. If you have $500 in cryptocurrency, it's probably not worth it to spend 20% or $100. It's probably not worth it to spend 20% of your portfolio on a hardware wallet. But if you have $100,000 in crypto, you wouldn't just leave that $100,000 sitting on your front porch doing nothing, would you? You'd probably take, you'd probably put it in a safe, you'd put it in the bank. You would take intelligent safety precautions. And I think just because people think this is crypto, they forget about security and whatever. So depending upon the size of your investment, the size of your portfolio, I think you really want to take security seriously. Ledger is one way to do so. There's other ways out there as well, but Ledger, Treasure, hardware wallets, I think are a great approach to that. Now, when it comes to tracking my crypto, I use something, Blockfolio. It's probably one of the most common apps. I have it on my iPhone, so I have it on my iPhone. I know a lot of other people utilize some other apps out there, but for me, Blockfolio is good. It gives you notifications. It gives you charts and all that good stuff. But for me, how I use Blockfolio, so it's pretty simple. Some people, you can actually track your trades, but for me, I don't track my trades. I just track my overall portfolio balance to see the percentage of how things are moving. And I'll get to that with the next, with the next kind of tool that I utilize. But for me, it's too much manual effort to go in and type every single trade into my iPhone that I make on Blockfolio. I use it just more as like a reference point. So if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like I do a lot of times, and want to see what's happening with Bitcoin, want to see what's happening with Ethereum, with OMG, with whatever I have, I can just pop open that and I could see overall the percentage wise and generally speaking how much money I'm making or losing, whatever it might be. On the alternative side, you can, like I said, you can type in your trades, but it's a manual process. So unless you're doing a pretty minimal amount of trades, that's a lot of manual work, which I don't like to do. So I use Blockfolio just to generally track my portfolio. When it comes to tracking gains, losses, and getting a more clear dashboard for things, I mean, some people will use something like Excel. I've utilized that in the past as well. You can export things with CSV. So previously, I started to use Bitcoin.tax to get like a good understanding of profit, loss, capital gains tax. This is something they have a free version, and then they have it's $20 for that. $20 for an unlimited number of trades and integrations. I've actually started to experiment a little bit more with coin tracking, which is kind of like Bitcoin.dax, but even a little bit more robust, where it allows you to not only, and this was something that some people on you in the comments actually recommended to me. So thank you for that. I think it was on Crypto Happy Hour. Some people are like, hey, Bitcoin.tax is okay, but check out coin tracking. I've checked it out so far and I've liked it. But basically what it allows you to do is run daily balances, see your balances by exchange, get an understanding of your trading fees, get realized gain, realized losses, trade analysis. And one of the nice things is with the, there's a free version and there's also a paid version. The paid version's it's like $100 or so a month, or not a month, excuse me, on a yearly basis. But The free version, it allows you to do manual imports, but I did the paid version because it allows you to do API imports. So you know, anytime you make a trade on GDAX or on Bittrex or on Binance, it will load itself. It'll automatically through its API load itself in here and track that for you. So I like this, and then that helps me to have just an idea of what's going on in my portfolio on a more detailed basis than just with what Blockfolio does. So overall speaking, those are some of my favorite resources when it comes to cryptocurrency investing and trading. I'm not a super, super active trader, but even with a couple different moves a week, it might be, I like to have these resources in place. And again, when it comes down to some of these like free versus paid resources, a lot of it depends upon the size of your portfolio too. Like I said, if you have, you know, maybe $1,000 in your portfolio, it doesn't make sense to spend $500 on a bunch of resources when that's half your portfolio value and you're better off keeping that in Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency. That makes no sense. But if you have a ton of money, you know, maybe it makes sense to track things better and have better visibility into how you're performing and things like that. So that would just be my recommendations there. I mean, as far as these resources go, these are what work for me. These are what I enjoy. What I would say though, as well as we're getting down to it, you know, like I said, coin tracking was a recommendation that you provided me or some folks on the channel provided to me. So if you have recommendations of resources that are better than these, I would love to hear them and I would love to experiment with them because I am by no means under the assumption that these are the absolute best resources. Right now, these are my favorite, but if you have different resources that you like and you prefer to utilize, please let me know and I'm happy to look into them, happy to experiment with them. And then I could always make a new video with updated resources that I like to utilize on a consistent basis. So outside of that, if you are new to the channel by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, on daily market movements, on tools and resources I like to leverage. And I also do crypto happy hour, which is when I do YouTube lives. Typically, I'll come in, have a couple beers with you guys. I actually have leftover empty beers from last night, so that's kind of gross. I should probably clean those up. But do crypto happy hour with you. Talk to the community, have fun, enjoy, talk about what's going on in the day-to-day world. So if you are new to the channel, hit the subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it. That way, the next time I do go live, you get a little notification that I am live. You can join the party, you can comment, you can say I'm an idiot, whatever you want to do. So thank you so much for your time. I hope you found these resources helpful. And again, if you have resources that you like to utilize, I would love to hear about them. And it helps me to be more educated in the space and to also improve my own portfolio and my own resources as well. So thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.